W.E. Walter Butts lived with his wife, the poet, S. Stephanie, in a small house on a quiet side street in Manchester.
Yeah, we shared all our work together. Like, I would write a poem and bring it up to him, and he'd write a poem and bring it to me. I mean, we were always critiquing each other's work, supporting each other's work.
In the last part of his life, Walter taught creative writing at Goddard, UNH, and Hesser. Before that, he took any job he could, for however long it lasted, maintenance, security, social services, while publishing his poems and chapbooks and journals. Although he advised his students at Goddard College to carry notebooks with them in the event of inspiration, he didn't do this himself. He didn't write on trains or buses or in the car or by the sea. As he told me shortly after being named laureate in 2009, he wrote on an old typewriter in the basement.
Most of the time, I don't know what I'm going to write. You know, sometimes I will just work at the typewriter and just free write for a while and see what comes. Sometimes these memories that emerge are memories that I've carried for a long, long time and never found a language for, you know, and then eventually I do.
What he was trying to do was look at memory from many different angles. And how does it play a part in our lives?
Walter Butts grew up in a working-class town in upstate New York. His parents collected antiques. His father loved to write. When Walter was 4 years old, he went with his mother to visit a pair of elderly sisters. 60 years later, this memory became the poem Porcelain.
Early Saturday afternoon in winter, Mother and I are walking down Elm to the gray and white house of the Stevens sisters, who were so frail, I remember, the dust swirled light passed through them.
And when you're reading over that, do you resonate with like a particular part of it or with the sensation of it?
There's that moment. Even the turtle dove and hummingbird were there. And then I was raising the birds above my head, and I sang for them too, and I barked for the dogs and whinnied for the horses, and the room filled with flight and the new sounds I had made for them all. For whatever reason, that resonates with me. I feel a rhythm, a musicality there. There's something happening.
This something didn't just happen when he wrote it. It first happened when he was 4 years old. And while the poem's mood evokes the charm of recollection, its real insight is that a boy's perception extends as deeply as the man he'll grow up to be.
I really hold to the notion that in many, many ways, poetry is the literary form closest to what it means to be human.
As Stephanie says that her husband wrote and continued to teach nearly to the day he died, poetry lay at the center of their 21-year marriage. It was there every day. It was there at the end. It was there at the beginning.
We met, I handed him a stack of poems, and he handed me a stack of poems. He did a reading up in Maine, and I went to that reading and saw him read, fell in, absolutely in love with his poetry. And a few months later, I was going to Boston and called him and asked him if he wanted to meet for coffee. And so we met in Cambridge for coffee. And 7 hours later, and $35 worth of parking tickets later, I think we were totally in love.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.